This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak for wide-ranging talks on Thursday as the British leader made his first White House visit as premier. Reporters are waiting at this very moment for post-talk news conference, which should happen at any minute. The leaders' Oval Office talks are expected to cover the war in Ukraine, China, economic security, international cooperation on regulating the growth field of artificial intelligence, and more. As bystanders screamed for help, a man with a knife stabbed four children between 22 months and 3 years old Thursday, according to authorities. They say the attacker repeatedly assaulted one child while still in the stroller. Some of them are fighting for their young lives. Two adults were also wounded in the horrific assault in a lakeside park in the French Alps. A police official told Reuters the attacker was a Syrian national with legal refugee status in France. He was not known to security agencies, and his motives were unclear. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in the flood-hit region of Kherson on Thursday to evaluate response to damage caused by a dam breach. Meanwhile, exclusive AP drone footage has shown the state of the collapsed Ukrainian dam and its surrounding areas. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The footage was filmed by an Associated Press team that flew a drone over the Kekhova Dam on the Dnieper River. The video shows the ruined structure falling into the flooded river, as well as hundreds of submerged homes, greenhouses, and even a church. Most notably, throughout the footage, there was no sign of life. Russia accused Ukraine of bombarding the structure, which was under Moscow's control, while Ukraine alleged that Russia blew it up from within. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Allies around the world are promising to boost support for Canada's fight against hundreds of blazes amid the country's worst ever start to wildfire season, which is fueling concerns about the worsening consequences of climate change. Forest fires continue to burn across Canada on Thursday, forcing thousands of people from their homes and sending a smoky haze billowing over a large swath of the United States. Although wildfires are common in Canada, it is unusual for blazes to be burning simultaneously in the east and west, stretching firefighting resources and forcing the Canadian government to send in the military to help. The United States has sent hundreds of firefighters to Canada over the past few weeks and is sending more. Pakistanis traditionally give generously to charity, but most avoid paying taxes. Now charities are feeling the pressure. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman has the story.
Every day, thousands of Pakistanis come to one of the Selani Welfare Trust free food distribution centers spread across the country for a hot meal. Security guard Mohammad Khurshid is one of them. He says if the free food from Selani wasn't available, he would be spending all his salary on just food. With an annual inflation rate of almost 38% eating through people's incomes, Selani, one of Pakistan's largest charities, is seeing a rise in daily demand for its free food, but a drop in donations. Charitable giving is a big part of Pakistani culture. In a 2021 Gallup Pakistan survey, around 76% of the respondents said they had given money to help someone in the year before. Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday handed a major victory to black voters who challenged a Republican-drawn electoral map in the U.S. state of Alabama. It found the state violated a landmark law prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman reports.
Conservative justices John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh joined the court's three liberals in a 5-4 ruling that said Alabama violated a landmark federal law prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. A group of black voters joined by advocacy groups sued the state, claiming an electoral map approved by Republican lawmakers diluted the voting power of black Alabamians in violation of a bedrock U.S. civil rights law, the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Thursday's ruling came as something of a surprise. The conservative court, led by Roberts, has in the past decade struck down key parts of the Voting Rights Act to the dismay of voting rights groups and Democratic voters.
That was Zachary Gelman reporting. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.